Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back to Pit Row. It's your host Ralph. We're going to talk about some NASCAR Sprint Cup action. That's what we do. That's what we do over here at Pit Row, R-O-W, not to be confused with Pit Road on the side of the raceways. I'm your host, Ralph. You can find this website in a couple of different places if you're new to the show. If you're not new, welcome back. If you're new, www.tigerbombsae.com. That's the first place where you can listen to this podcast. Every podcast that Tiger Bomb does has a page on the website. You can click on the Pit Row page and you can listen there or even watch the podcast there, videocast if you will, off of the YouTube link. That's another place you can find the podcast. YouTube, search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You can subscribe and catch this as well as the football podcast as well. You can also follow us if you are a podcast on the go person through any app that you use to listen to your popular podcast. And so Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever, search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. We will come up, like and subscribe. Boom. You can follow every episode of Pit Row as well as the other episodes as well. So if you like baseball, football, fantasy football, true crime, not just NASCAR, right? So that's the heavy lifting, guys. Happy to be talking about what we can do to get an edge in daily fantasy sports. We're keep gearing this podcast towards that. We're going to review last week's Sprint Cup Series race, talk about this week's Sprint Cup Series race, try to put this into some analysis that helps us go and actually perpetuate wins on sites like FanDuel, DraftKings, pull back more than you put in. That is the name of the game. So in terms of last week, pretty okay with DraftKings. Like, it's good to cash, but you want to far and exceed what you actually put in, and we're still working on making that a consistent thing in NASCAR. It's hard when you have DNFs. In football, you don't really get a do not finish. Of course, you can get injured and leave the game, but every week NASCAR, there's a propensity of these drivers to wreck their car, get into some sort of altercation, or have their car wrecked by some altercation that had nothing to do with them. And so there were a lot of things that we had to avoid. This show is about recognizing what we can do to mitigate some of that risk and move forward. So, as promised, let's talk about last week first. Let's talk about St. Louis. Let's talk about the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Much like what we saw at Wilkesboro, they are, you know, NASCAR has got a niche for this, reviving these older raceways where, you know, basically slap some paint on it. Let's get the concessions back rolling and get them out there. But nice to see NASCAR getting a good following and a good base in St. Louis. St. Louis comes out for their sports, whether it's NASCAR, XFL, wrestling. They come out. Got to wonder why they don't have a baseball or football team. Anyways, we're green. Rowdy, Kyle Busch inside, Blaney outside, up front to start. Then we get on lap two, Reddick spun around, first caution of the day. This would kind of be a thing. Not a lot of damage. That caution was going to help Corey LaJoie, though, get back to the bunch. He had fallen behind considerably. Not sure what the issue was there. He says he accidentally hit the kill switch, and so that sort of explains that away. At this point, we get a brief, well, we thought it was going to be a brief little weather delay because of lightning, and we actually end up sitting out for a while, about an hour and a half. And so a little bit time goes by, and as you know in NASCAR, that matters because perplexion of, well, how should I say this? The time of day matters. Some cars will run faster, you know, at the time that the race was originally supposed to happen. Some cars are going to run faster as the day runs later. As the sun is up, then the sun goes down, the tread on the tire, like all this stuff matters. And so pushing the race back becomes a big concern for Reddick, who's out front at the time, because it's like, can you actually, you know, pull it off still, even though you were running so well before. And so on the restart, Kyle Busch takes the outside for the restart, Blaney inside, Kyle clears Blaney finally, Hamlin running fast, lap 15 here, and Hamlin is third. Blaney chasing Bush down easily by also running the outside line right behind him. Meanwhile, we get Kyle Larson back in 22nd, not off to a good start, says his car is real loose. LaJoie back there also not doing much. So we talked about playing Corey LaJoie in DraftKings last week, identifying this Hendrick car for $7,300, $7,400, and just saying we know that the car is there, we know that the team is there. You know, for that price, can we get a Hendrick performance, right? And so we know, obviously, that the driver, there's a big difference between Chase Elliott, who was out for suspension because of the purposely wrecking Hamlin, and Corey LaJoie, not the same driver. But everything else holding constant, he still had his problems, though, right? And we get it. New team, you're trying to step into a high-pressure situation. And not just for him, you know, because then it becomes who's going to drive the Spire car. So you saw that not only Corey LaJoie get this opportunity, but you see Hosevar get the opportunity to drive the Spire car, too. So he struggled. LaJoie struggled. Wasn't the best day for these folks. So Brad Kay having some troubles at this point. He gets lapped. Kyle Busch takes the stage, stage one. Relatively quiet stage, if you will. Restart, Blaney and Rowdy out front. Kyle's car is fading a bit, though, at this point. We get the caution, and nearly everybody brings it in. The 34 gets spun around and on those old tires. He was out there on old tires. You know, you see this a lot in NASCAR. You know, guys want to reposition themselves at the top of the pack and not towards the back. And so we get a caution. Guys come into the pit to get fresh tires. If you're struggling, one trick that they do is let's stay out there, right? So you have artificially move up a bunch of spaces because everybody that went in the pit, they got now lined up behind you. Problem with that is you got those old tires, and these cars will eat you up on old tires nearly every time. Not every time, but nearly every time. Chastain had bounced off of the 34. So if you listen to the 34's radio, they're going to, you know, they had made this remark, oh, we got Chastain. You know, I think it's real easy to crawl into bed with that and just be accusatory every time you see Ross get into some sort of an issue. That's just good hard racing. I thought he gave him just enough room or whatever, clear. I won't say he got Chastain, but you're going to see this being an excuse for some of these cars and drivers that's not performing. 34 is not really performed. So if I'm them, if I'm these guys on the radio, I might say that too as an excuse, but let's be real, it wasn't that. Restart now again, Bush and Blaney up top. Harvick get a little loose in third. He saves it though, still battling up front. Blaney finally clears Rowdy. Lap 61 now. Tops are single file, right? So the beginning of the pack is single file, and then they go, you know, double wide considerably further back there. Suarez and Logano bumping now at this point, just literally just bumping bumpers. Hamlin into the conversation now, challenging Kyle for second place, Kyle Busch for second place. Hamlin is fast. He nearly runs into the corner, but he saves it. This corner was a problem all day. Hamlin could have wrecked himself for the day, but he saves it. Blaney riding a very high line now, finding a lot of grip up there. Quite a bit of green flag racing here. Interesting to see Blaney find that high zone and ride that. You see, you know, guys should typically are thinking more about the low part of the track for St. Louis, and you wait until the track warms up a little bit, you wait until later, and then those higher grooves become more valuable later. But with this race, we saw the high groove work almost right away. So quite a bit of green flag racing, as I said, lap 42 out of 95 in the stage now, lap 88 overall. Carson Hosevar has to bring out the caution. A brake rotor issue, it looks like. So this is what I was talking about, slamming into that wall, lap 90. He hit the wall twice a couple of times. Would not be the only one, but it was interesting to see guys do it at the very same part of the track over and over again, and then to break the very same part of the car over and over again. It's like you think you would learn, but driving it so hard into the corner and unable to correct it at the last minute, needing the driver hard into the corner, trying to keep that position. Some tire issue, he hit the wall twice a couple times. So now, most everybody bringing it in off of this caution. Some taking two tires, some taking four. Truex up 11 spots. Good move for him during this pit stop. Logano up five. We've got some mixed sets of tires in order. So the restart going to be interesting. Anytime you have guys on two tires starting with guys on four tires and they're mixed in like that, guys, that's going to get dangerous because the guys on four tires, they got more traction, more tread, more speed. Those other guys are going to be in the way, so it becomes real interesting what we will have happen there. Blaney and Logano on the restart. Green now. Truex is moving. Allmendinger up there making traffic on just two tires, though. So he starts to completely be a liability right away. Kyle Busch, though, seems to have found some of that speed from stage one. So he's fast again. 31 to go in stage two now. Blaney maintaining his lead here, though, but Kyle Busch working to close the gap. Blaney is the only car having success with the two tires at this point in the day. He took the gamble on two. He's out front making it work. Now, two in the pack, not going to work. Two out front was working easy. So Byron and Reddick are going to be in the first row for the restart here. Final lap in the stage, and then Blaney takes the stage over Rowdy. So he's out there on those two tires, and it does it for him. He's able to ride it into the stage victory. And so now we're going into stage three, and we get now Byron and Reddick are going to be the first row for the restart here. We're green for stage three. Byron able to clear Reddick here. Hamlin into second now. Reddick is on two tires. Larson finally in the top 10, and Reddick actually is able to survive on these two tires, even though he's like not quite in the front, not quite in the pack, though. He's got a little bit of room, so those tires are fine. Larson, though, finally in the top 10. Byron still out front, though. Lap 170 at this juncture. Just continuing the long green flag stretches here. 67 to go in the race now. Byron, Hamlin, Blaney, Busch, Suarez, and Logano now. Reddick into the wall. Caution. He was on two tires. Very similar situation to what happened with Josevar. Wrecked his wonderful day. Reddick was running a very nice day. Wrecked his day. Byron's team thinks they had an issue with one of the tires, so a big break for them on this caution. But another brake rotor explosion for Reddick, and he's done. Four tires for Blaney now. He's going to freshen up the tires this time. Just two tires for Larson now. So he gained seven spots, wants to get that five up front, see what they can do. McDowell does two tires again also. It has not been working for him, but they continue to persist. On the restart here, Larson darts out front. He's battling Busch and Hamlin. Kyle and Larson back and forth now. Larson inside. Kyle has four fresh tires. Larson more than holding his own, though, on those two tires. But then finally, the eight clears Larson. So Hamlin's third, 55 to go now. Byron been fading on the restart. He's 14th now. He's just pushing into the pack. The running order becomes Busch, Larson, Hamlin, Blaney, McDowell, Suarez now. Caution. Noah Gragson, hard into the corner. He's the third victim of that very same corner on the day. He was running 24th. He spun around, left rear tire blue. Gragson is okay. It looked like a hard hit, but that was the third hit and a brake rotor issue again. A lot of debris all over there, red flag. So they called red flag, clear up some of that debris. So we go green again. Busch clears Larson. Get a great run off the corner on the inside, and he's able to clear him, but caution. Christopher Bell goes around. 31 to go now after that caution. Green again. Larson and Kyle grappling, but Kyle finally clears Larson. Kyle Busch clears Kyle Larson off of turn two. Oh, and the 15 car brings out another caution at that point. He was just trying to limp it into pit row. Could not quite get there. Greg Aldi. Larson getting more potent with each restart, though, at this point, because those cars that went in for four, they're just burning up the tires now on these restarts, just quickly eating the tread. Larson looking more alive on the two. Restart again now with 23 to go. There's some three wide back in the pack. It gets hairy. And yet another caution. This time it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. into the wall. Austin Dillon got clipped into Stenhouse. 15 to go, and we're green again now. Busch and Larson up front. Busch clears Larson for the lead. And there are cars everywhere as guys look for something out of desperation. The 43 of Eric Jones got into Harrison Burton, and we're still green, though. 11 now to go. Single file to the 8th, and then a bunch. We have 9 laps to go now. Truex has the freshest tires. They can take him up to the lead. He's 7 laps to go now. It's Truex. He's 7th now. 9 laps to go. He's 7th now. Kyle Busch leading and increasing his lead just a little bit. Now we have 7 laps to go. McDowell working over Harvick and Byron right now, and he's doing a very fine job of holding on with those two tires. So the theme of the day was two tires kind of was able to be allowable at certain points. Bubba Wallace into the wall, caution. He was 11th, just 5 laps to go, just hard into the wall. Brake rotor issue yet again. Another car eaten up by the very same issue on the very same corner. So we get an OT here thanks to that. 2 to go, and we're green. Kyle Busch out front. Hamlin's right there. Truex is charging. White flag. Kyle Busch out front. Hamlin can't catch him. And Kyle Busch wins the race, second year in a row that he's won this race. in his 63rd career victory in the Sprint Cup Series. So great showing for Kyle Busch, great showing for his teammates. And they look potent in that Chevy. So you know, St. Louis, gritty down to the end, a lot of cautions down to the end. Just a very nice performance by Kyle. And he's hoping to keep that up as we segue into a place where he's had some success before as well, Sonoma. We've got the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway this weekend, guys. We're in Sonoma, California, wine country, track length 1.99 miles, and the Cup Series race purse here is just over $8 million. Race distance is 218 miles, so that's going to be 110 laps. Now, we're not going to do stage breaks here, but points are going to be awarded at those stage markers of 25 and 55, and then we'll finish the race at 110 laps. So this one will go quicker. Most recent winner, Daniel Suarez last year, but don't forget in 2021, Kyle Larson won it. Some things we got to think about. Drivers 30 years and older have won 17 of the past 18 road course races. So the road course race seems to be a thing for the young guy in NASCAR. So that's something we want to consider as we make our Sunday lineups. Chris Buescher, road racer right here, man. He's finished in the top 10 in the last 6 road course races. The longest active streak in the series and the longest active driver has any put together since Busch's 8 straight from 15 to 18, 2015 to 2018. So that's all French for Chris Buescher is in play this weekend for sure in that Ford. The last Ford, though, the run a road course race was Ryan Blaney at the Charlotte Roval in 2018. So 20 races ago, that's telling us one thing. Maybe they won't win, but they can run well. And so I don't want you to say, well, you just said Buescher, but then you said don't do Fords. You got to have him as one of those cars in there with the expectation that we can get points from him. The last Tyler Reddick has been on quite the streak when it comes to this type of track. So he can have a bounce back week this week at the wrecking last week. The number 45 driver has won 3 of the last 5 road course races and has led 28% of all laps in that span. So Tyler Reddick is somebody that I would be heavily interested in this weekend. You definitely got to work him in. But we talked about Rowdy, Kyle Busch. He's finished in the top 7 in 6 of the last 7 Sonoma races and is a 2-time winner here in 2008 and in 2015 he won. So Kyle Busch definitely on the radar. I really think Toyota and Chevy is on the radar. Kyle Busch, obviously in the Chevy this year. He was in Toyota previously when he had made those wins. Toyota's won the last 2 road course races, while Chevy has won 15 of the last 18 overall. So, again, now we're talking about a manufacturer thing with the Fords and those Mustangs being more pigs, right? Like, not as, I don't think, easily to handle through those corners, but they're brute force out of the corners, right? The Chevy may be more maneuverable through the corners. That plays out over road course races, and we see that over the length of time. So I've got more interest in those Camrys and those Camaros. That being said, we want to take a look specifically at some more bottom-of-the-pile guys because we need to supplant paying up for these top guys. Very easy to tell you to have exposure to the top guys. You know you should. Get your exposures to your Larsons, to your Bushes, like we said. Your Elliott's, his back's against the wall. Coming back from, you know, another absence. He's back from suspension this week, the one race suspension. He is not yet to secure a playoff spot. He's sitting outside of, he's just inside of the top 30. He's nowhere near. So he's got to make a move. So you obviously want to have exposure to these guys, these Hendricks guys, Reddick, like we said, Chase Briscoe. Like, that all makes sense. Don't forget those names. But how do you pay for it? So we got to go down, right? And so when we think about going down, I want us to cue in on Ty Gilliland, Martin Truex, Ty Gibbs, Justin Haley, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Listen, I know Truex is not that cheap, but when we think about performance and points, think about what he's been able to historically do in these races. He's in the right type of, you know, manufacturer car. He can get us some points. He can even win a stage. Gilliland. Record speaks for himself in terms of having the right car, performing well on road courses. And if you go back and look at his race logs of this year, you know, we want to work with somebody who can show that they consistently can finish better than where they started. He's one of these guys. So I like him. Ty Gibbs also falls under this same category. also driving a Toyota. There's not a lot to dislike about that as well. Okay. So Justin Haley, same thing. And I think more from my expect with him is like his ability to finish higher than what he's starting in the race consistently all year long. See, I want to buy into that because then you can overcome bad qualifying. As you guys know, we do need to be very concerned with qualifying, though, because that's what we see in qualifying and practice, like who actually has a propensity to do well on Sunday. And so I'm just telling you guys, outside of when we look at that and get more information, this is what we know now. This is what we use now. And Stenhouse's record speaks for itself. Now, other guys, hopefully you're thinking about Allmendinger, of course, obviously a better track record with the road courses. You want to pay attention there. I don't think you're wrong to be interested in Almirola. But if I mention them specifically in terms of those top-end guys or the bottom mixer guys. So again, Gilliland, Ty Gibbs, Haley, and Stenhouse, and then Truex, as I said. That's where I'm going to go. So that's what I'm looking at for this week. I want to say good luck to you guys if you're playing DraftKings or FanDuel. Hopefully you can bring home the cash. Let us know if you did. If you're watching the race, have fun with that. I'll be watching. We'll do it just like this next week, guys. We'll come right back here, talk about what we saw, regroup, and try to get back out there again. Peace.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.